In 1750, slavery was legalized in Georgia. State Republican Senator Barry Loudermilk believes now is the time to acknowledge the state's role.
The institution of slavery that was condoned through the state by state laws, and research has even shown that the state of Georgia itself owned slaves building railroads, that we recognize that that was wrong.
Loudermilk, considered one of the General Assembly's staunch conservatives, has filed Senate Resolution 28, the Freedom Resolution. But the Georgia lawmaker is careful to say this is not an apology for slavery.
I didn't enslave anybody. Nobody in the state today has engaged in slavery. So, in a sense, how can we actually apologize for something we didn't do?
Similar legislation has been introduced before, but was unsuccessful in even getting to the floor for a vote. A simple majority vote would pass the resolution, and Loudermilk believes it may have a chance.
I think it's more meaningful coming from me versus, you know, from somebody within the Black Caucus, because, you know, in a sense, it was, I don't know of any of my ancestors that directly were involved in slavery, but, you know, it was my race that perpetuated this.
Loudermilk says members of the Black clergy helped draft the resolution. Roe Scott, WABE News.